Before the break, we talked about the greatest property website in Muswellbrook, johnflood.com.au.
Yeah.
And we all know about realestate.com.au and domain.com.au, or we should, because they are the two leading real estate websites in Australia. But did you know that you can also list your property for sale or find properties for sale on homehound.com.au, on thehomepage.com.au, on property.com.au, on myhome.com.au, on onthehouse.com.au, on realestateview.com.au, on musclebrookrealestate.com.au. If you're
really?
In Musclebrook.
Wow. Yeah.
Or if you are looking for property in excess of $1 million, on millionplus.com.au. Now,
wow.
Each of those sites are available for sellers that are selling property through John Flood estate agents. And for buyers, it's an opportunity to see, you know, perhaps there's something you might miss on one site and not another. For argument's sake, musclebrookrealestate.com.au is a site owned by johnflood.com.au that allows people to search. So if you're a seller of property, this is a tool or an advantage for you as a seller, because as a seller, we see, or as buyers, we see many buyers coming from outside the area. Now, mm-hmm. they don't know necessarily who John Flood estate agents are. They don't know, you know, who the competing estate agents are in Musclebrook, what franchise groups are here.
That's true.
So we see commonly people that aren't, you know, they may use realestate.com.au, they may use domain.com.au of the homepage, property, my home, but they may often search musclebrookrealestate.com.au because that's, you know, a typical search phrase for people looking for real estate in Musclebrook.
And I can imagine, just to cut in, you might have things on there that are in Aberdeen, and if someone's from out of the area looking at something in Musclebrook, they wouldn't realise that Aberdeen is
close
10
by.
Minutes up the road. Exactly. So it's very handy from that point of view.
So back in 1998, when we registered that business, or registered that website address, it allows us, anyone that searches that, so they might be coming from Mackay, they might be coming from Perth, they might be coming from anywhere that they don't know, type in Musclebrook Real Estate, bang, they go to the johnflood.com.au website. So if you've got your property for sale with johnflood.com.au, you trap all that traffic for people that are looking for musclebrookrealestate.com.au. Now, the same said, I know one of the agencies in Singleton owns the address Real Estate Singleton for the same reason. Scone Real Estate in Scone, one of the agents in Scone, has that domain name. Very helpful for traffic, so very helpful for people that are listing their property for sale to have the domain name of their town, because it's it ranks high from a Google search.
It's the first thing people search for,
isn't
it, really?
Right.
Yeah.
Now, the other thing is, all these websites, from a selling point of view that we're going to go through, people have different familiarity depending on their geographical location and the demographic of the buyer. Now, if we just talk about realestate.com and domain.com alike, if you were to be sitting and having a discussion today with a real estate agent in the lower north shore of Sydney, the eastern suburbs of Sydney, the inner west of Sydney,
the Hills District, perhaps, or no?
Yeah, the northern beaches area. Maybe not so much the Hills District,
okay,
but certainly those areas, those inner suburban areas, you would find that most of their inquiry is going through domain.com.au. Now, that's as a result of the partnership that Domain and the Fairfax Press have created over time. Sydney Morning Herald drives that. Domain is the property lift-out guide, and has been for a decade now in the Sydney Morning Herald, both on a Saturday and in each location. There's a weekday where that paper has the same production, whether it be inner west, whether it be lower north shore, whether it be northern beaches or the inner eastern suburbs of Sydney. However, perhaps if you went to the Hills District or to the Liverpool Narellan area or the Southern Beaches area of Sydney, you might find that in actual fact, realestate.com.au provides a greater number of inquiry for real estate agents per property in that area. The same in Musclebrook. However, if you are attracting buyers from outside the area, then you need to be sure that your property, if you're the seller, is listed on a site that will capture information based on geographic and demographic location. So if somebody that's living in the inner west decides that they're taking a job with one of the local coal mines as an engineer, and they're looking for property in Musclebrook, and Domain is what they know because what they're used to,
and
they search,
sure
you want to make
Domain.
Sure that your property's on Domain.